We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
Great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
Hi, I'm Hallie.
Hey, I'm Carolyn.
I'm Brittany.
Hi, I'm Alexa.
Hey, I'm Becca.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Jamie too, and here's Miss Karen.
Hi, everybody. Well, we have two Jamies today, but today, I'm getting very sad, is the last day, or at least for a while, that we're going to have two Jamies here, because we have to share our other Jamie with her high school. She's going to be running track, right, Jamie?
Right.
So, how many years have you been with Karen and Kids?
About 6 years.
6 years. That's almost as old as some of the kids are who sing with us, right?
Yeah.
I remember when we had a new member in our group, Kaya. And Kaya came the first day, and Jamie knew she was coming. And Jamie, you remember what you did, Jamie?
I got her a balloon and a teddy bear.
And you welcomed her. And, you know, that meant so much to her, coming into a group of kids that had already been together a lot. Jamie really reached out and made Kaya feel part of the group. We are going to miss you a whole lot, Jamie. You have been so special to us. But we know that you're going to be blessing people wherever you are, because that's just the kind of person you are. So today's kind of a program that we're going to dedicate to Jamie. How about that, if we say that? Can we all do that?
Yeah.
We're going to miss her a whole lot, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah. But God has a purpose for her beyond Karen and Kids, too. And she's going to come back and visit us one day really soon. And you know what? We'll go out and cheer her on in her track meets and stuff. Is that okay, guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, today we're going to talk about what, Carolyn?
About darkness and light.
Are you guys afraid of the dark? I have a little experiment here for you. Hold on just a second, okay? Miss Karen just turned the lights off, and it's very dark in here, isn't it?
I'm a power out.
I feel like a blind person.
I can't see anyone.
I feel helpless.
Okay.
Scared.
Well, I'll turn the lights back on, okay?
Thank you!
Thank you!
Okay. Now, is this better?
Yes.
You can see?
When you turn the lights off, mm-hmm. It was just like, whoa.
You were surprised, weren't you? Jamie.
You kind of feel like you're all alone, even though you know that there's people next to you.
It feels like your eyes are closed, but they're really open, and it's just really dark.
Yeah. Well, when God created the earth, he created darkness, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't leave us in the darkness, did he?
No.
In the book of Genesis, he made light to separate the darkness.
He called the light day, and the darkness God called night.
And for this troubled and sin-filled world, God sent his only son, Jesus, to be the light of the world.
So why is light so important?
You can see other stuff.
If it was dark, when you were walking, you could just like trip over things and you wouldn't know where you were going.
Okay, keep you safe.
It brings comfort when we're afraid.
I still don't like walking into a dark house at night. There's something that's very unsettling about that to me, just not knowing what's there. Mm-hmm. And I'm a grown-up. And I can remember when I was a little girl, I always wanted to sleep with a light on. Are you guys like that? You like to sleep with a light on?
Sometimes
a little light, maybe?
If I watch a scary movie, then sometimes I like mm-hmm. to sleep with a light on.
Yeah. Let's look to God's Word and read more about the light that God talked about.
In the book of John, chapter 8, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life."
2 Corinthians 4:6. "For God who said, 'Let light shine out of darkness,' made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ."
Peter spoke to the believers, "You are chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. You may declare the praises of him who called you out of the darkness into his wonderful light."
In the book of 1 John we read, "God is the light. In him there is no darkness at all."
If we claim to have fellowship with him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus his son purifies us from all sin.
In the book of Revelation, John talks about the New Jerusalem and Jesus, the Lamb of God. He says, "The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives its light, and the Lamb is its lamp.
The nations will walk by its light."
Rise up and Christ will shine his light upon you.
Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light and salvation.
Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek,
that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord.
The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The stronghold of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Isn't that a beautiful psalm?
Yeah.
And it's just what we talked about, isn't it?
Yeah.
We talked about how we're afraid sometimes of the darkness, but who's always there with us?
The Lord.
Now, who do you think is represented in when we read about darkness in Scripture, Carolyn?
Satan.
That's right. And the Bible says that Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. You all know what masquerade means?
To disguise.
Okay. So when he's disguised as an angel of light, do you think sometimes he can fool you, he can trick you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We have to be really, really careful sometimes. But with the Lord, in him, there is no darkness at all, King David said. The Lord turns my darkness into light. Let's all say that together.
The Lord turns my darkness into light.
Jesus is the light of the world.
He will make things clear to us.
If darkness is around us, we need to turn to Jesus. His light will shine through it all.
We can read the Bible to understand more.
And through his word, God will guide us.
God's word is a lamp unto our feet.
We don't want to keep this light to ourselves.
We have a story to tell to the nations.
We have a story to tell to the nations that will turn their hearts to the right. A story of truth and mercy. A story of peace and light. A story of peace and light. For the darkness will turn to the dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom will come on earth, the kingdom of love and light. We have a song to be sung to the nations that will lift their hearts to the Lord. A song that will conquer evil and shatter the spear and sword. And shatter the spear and sword. For the darkness will turn to the dawning, and the dawning to noonday bright. And Christ's great kingdom will come on earth, the kingdom of love and light.
And Jamie, I would like you to pray for us today, would you?
Sure. Dear Jesus, thank you for lighting the world with your love, with your goodness. When we look to you, we can see God's truth. You will light our way. Give us opportunities to take your message, your light to others. We want all the world to see you. We want all the world to shine. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Before we go, I just wanted to take this time again to thank Jamie. She's going to be running track at her high school. She's been with us for 6 years, and we are just so sad to see her go, but we are just so excited that she's going to have some opportunities to really bless other people with her wonderful spirit. So what do we all say to her, guys, as she leaves?
Thank you, Jamie.
We love you, and we're going to miss you, but we know you're going to have lots of fun where you are.
You're a great caring kid.
She really was. Well, that's all that we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, and remember,
Jesus is the light of the world.
He gave us lights to shine for all the world to see.
Don't hide it.
Let it shine. See you next time.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. And don't let anyone put it out. I'm gonna let it shine. Don't let
us, here's our phone number, 1-800-527-5522.
Or visit us online at www.karenandkids.com.
Our number again is 1-800-527-5522.
Let us know what you like best about our program.
We have heard from so many listeners: Peter, Ben, Joshua, Sarah, Herbert, Ariel, Jake, Missy, Isaiah, Kirsten, Serena, Samantha, and lots of other kids.
We want to say,
thanks for joining the Kids Club.
Send us your name and address, and you can join the Kids Club too.
Here's our address: Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.